one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Let it slip.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity, oh, there goes gravity. He's so mad, but he won't give up daddies.
I mean, I don't even know when to start and when to go in.
It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows.
So when
he
goes back to this mobile this home, that's into, like, the back intro. To the lab again,
yo. This old I'm going in now.
don't do that.
We're going in now. So the podcast is starting. We don't even know what we're going to call this podcast. We have a lot of names coming. Going around our mind right now, so I kind of like Around the Bar. I think Around the Bar would be a great name for this. I love this. We can just like keep going in the background and have a little Eminem. So this is not going to be rated PG.
It's a good song, but it doesn't fit you and me.
No. It's a white rapper, though. But we have beer in front of us. I don't know, I'm enjoying it. I like it in the background. So we're sitting here and watching the Phillies game tonight, doing a little podcasting. This will be like the first episode, I would guess. This is how we're going to put this one out. But I'm kind of unprepared today. I apologize. Later. Daughter's softball game tonight, and I didn't get a chance to get over here and get set up, so we're running kind of late. I don't know, I like the idea of being able to play this like this. I mean, I can play anything nuts.
It's a good thing they can't see us dancing.
Oh, like you the other night at Tequila.
Yeah. When you well, that was quality.
Yeah, I mean, that was really good. You picked one song to do for karaoke, and you chose a classic.
I gotta get the crowd up off their feet. I know all the words to this.
This is such a tough song to sing.
It's all in the presentation.
You kind of did the Pee-wee thing. This is where you broke out. And the crowd went wild. We were wondering if you knew when to come in or not.
I think they were expecting nudity.
We all were. That was pretty good, though. I was impressed that you chose that song.
Tequila.
You're not. You are dancing. I don't know. We thought we weren't sure what we were going to do even as an intro song, and then we're going back and forth. What are we going to do as the intro song? I actually get back to the what we're going to call this. I like Around the Bar, but you said something else that you really liked. You think you said Two Fat Guys Bitchin'. That's not a bad name for a podcast. Two Fat Guys Bitchin'.
You go a lot of
around
ways
the bar.
Go a lot of ways with it.
I mean, right now it's just you and I in here, and we close for the night anyway on Tuesday night, so we're really not going to get anybody in here except for us. I locked the doors. We tried to do it last week, but some people came in, which was great, but we had to put off our podcast till this week.
You know, we never run out of topics to bitch about.
Like what?
Tequila!
That was pretty good. I love that you did that song, though. But we had a, like, I really love having some music in the background.
It was dying in here. Did you see the guy doing the music? I go up and I Jimmy, go, "Do you have tequila?" He goes, "Yes."
he wanted tequila, but I mean, there's no words to it.
Well, because it was dead. There was like he played like four songs in a row, just playing music.
I think you started the party. I think everybody started getting into it. We had all them kids getting into it too. They kept going up after one after another, but they were playing all the modern songs, and I think I knew them. There was a couple songs I knew. I think it's that one where that please don't. They were singing that song. You know that song?
No.
I do. I love that song. It's a good song. The guy kind of reminds me of a Timothy Chalamet. You know who that is?
Yeah, I do. I don't like it.
Oh.
Bob Dylan wannabe.
Yeah. I don't even know the guy's name. I think it's guy's name is Benson Boone. Benson Boone. I think this is the song. This is a song you should have done.
It was rough, but lately I've been doing.
You had the voice for this. You should have sung
it. The last four cold December.
I figured you would do it.
I recall. And I see my family every month. I found
I
a
almost
girl
did
my parents
our favorite
love.
Remake.
She'll come and stay the
Which
night
one?
And I
Sound of Silence.
Think I might have it.
You would
have
done that one?
I was real close.
And I thank God.
I think you should have done this one first.
For the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives he can take away. And I hold you every night. And that's a feeling I wanna get used to.
I don't know, I kinda dig this song. I saw it on, like, I think it was the Grammys. He flipped over off the top of the piano. It was impressive. I can't do that anymore. It's been like a couple weeks since I've done that, and it just hurts too much.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good ever since I got back into training, breakdancing, next Olympics.
Are you going to do the Olympics? You're going to be better than that Australian?
Oh, yeah, easily. No, if I get back to what I used to be.
Please don't break dance. I don't know. It's kind of fun. Now, what were you saying? What was the song you were going to do?
Sound.
Oh, the Sound of Silence. So I have a question for you. So Sound of Silence. It was a remake. Do you know Simon Garfunkel did that?
Yeah.
What's better, the remake or the original Simon Garfunkel? Hold on. Give me your thoughts.
Really turning into a fan of the remake. I really am. I've been listening to it more lately.
Okay, here's the original. Every time
Hello, darkness, my old
I
friend.
Listen to this song, I think of when Will Ferrell got shot
I've
in the neck by a dart and he falls into the pool.
Because a vision softly creeping.
And then they save him. Do you remember that one? Old school. And he says, "You crazy man. You crazy." Alright, I'll play it. I'll play it after.
I mean, this is a great song.
It is. Well, I mean, for that time, this song's fantastic. I mean,
it's just the remake.
But, I mean, this is the most exciting part of the song right there.
They
had to be smoking a lot of weed.
And in the naked light I saw.
I mean, you're listening to this song, but I'll tell you something. I wish I could find
people
it.
Talking without speaking.
Oh my God. Yeah, but when you hear this, even the beginning of this sounds amazing.
Yeah, it really does.
Done. I hate the old version. The old version sucks. This version is fantastic.
I've come to talk with you again.
Because this sounds like he's gonna get really evil.
It sounds like he's walking down the street looking for a fight.
And the vision that was planted in my brain.
So much better. So much better than the original, without a doubt. I mean, yeah, it does start out a little slow, but his voice is what really keeps it exciting. I mean, seriously, do you think he would ever, like, bring Simon and Garfunkel in as backup singers for this?
What are they, like, 80 now?
I think most of the rockers are 80s. I mean, the greats are definitely in their 80s now. I mean, Mick Jagger's 81, I think. People from The Who, like Roger Daltrey, he's up there.
They're still alive.
Yeah, all the... I mean, look how many people that you would think that would be dead by now.
All the drugs and alcohol.
Women, drugs, alcohol. Like, they should have... Al Capone died from an STD. And these guys are still alive. I mean, I don't understand how it's possible. I guess they had good health care.
So here's where he's just starting to get a little evil here.
He's angry. This is a great song. So angry. If anybody doesn't like this song, there's something wrong with them. This is like one of the best remakes, I think, ever.
I think so.
Can't see it, but we're really lip syncing the shit out of this song right now. Okay, so listen, here's another one. Here's one that was another remake. Look at this catch. Look. Sosa caught that.
Attitude at the end.
Sosa just made an incredible grab over the left field fence. They got Sosa in left field. You have to put him in the lineup right now. You have to. There's no way that you leave him on the bench. Okay, check this one out. This is one I'd like to know if you like the old version, the original, or do you like the remake? Do you know what song that is?
I like them both.
Yeah, this is Simple Man. I love this song. All right, we won't start out with that one. We'll start off with the Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Mm-hmm.
thing. This is one of those songs that everybody in their head thinks they can sing.
Listen closely. Yeah, I can sing this song.
To what I say.
Yeah. I'm lip syncing it right now. That's like coming 90%. You just gotta belt out the words a little bit. Alright. Alright, so Skinner, I think, had a good... The original version of this is really good.
By the way, my friend still needs a job.
No. Alright, so that's good. But this, I like this one better. I just think this one's a little bit better. I think this is more angry. I guess I like the angry music. I'm a big, low voice.
Angry old
man. Angry.
My mama told me when I was young, said sit beside me.
Again, just like Disturbed song, it starts off not as powerful as it's going to be later on.
And listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. It will.
Meanwhile, we're sitting here drinking our beers, enjoying some music.
Oh, take your time.
Dean's drinking some BTA.
Don't live too fast.
I'm drinking my unnamed stout right now.
Troubles will come, and they will pass.
Unnamed stout's at 10%, by the way. I don't know if
you'll
I told you that.
This is not what you're going to call it. You're going to call it Unnamed Stout.
No, I think I know what I'm going to call it. I got to look at my phone. I wrote it down. Seriously, this is... I like this better. Maybe it's just the more modern that I like. I like the more modern sound. I think most people are going to be like, all they do is just listen to music the whole time. But I love music, and I think music's fantastic. I mean, this is why I wanted to do the first episode as music, because there's so much out there to talk about. Like, I like comparing songs sometimes. You know? I mean, everybody has their songs they hate. Everyone has songs they hate. Now, for me... My song that I hate of all time, and if anybody knows me out there, I would get this in the morning. A buddy of mine would text me in the morning because he knew how much I hated this song. He would text me in the morning. He would just give me the title of this song because it was on. He would take a picture of it and send it to me in the morning. And I hate it. It's Duran Duran. I don't even know if I have it on here because it's such a shitty song. Wow, we listened to a great song. I'm finding a shitty song. Oh, here's one that I really hate right here. I hate this song. This is like top two.
Oh, yeah. This is awful.
I mean, this gave the this is the epitome of why the 80s music sucked, in my opinion. We had bands like Kaja Goo Goo. Kaja Goo Goo and Flock of Seagulls, and they had hair that would just be flowing all over the place. It's like a comb-over that just went too far in the forehead. No, I hate this song. This is the... I think number two of all time for me that of shitty songs.
You know, this for me is just annoying because it's so calm.
What do you like? I'm gonna guess. This is what you like. You like this stuff. This is your song.
This is Dean's music right here. Dean's a Swiftie.
You know, honestly, this is probably one of my favorite songs.
I'm going to call bullshit. I mean, I don't hate the song. I don't mind Taylor Swift's music. I think her music is... I think the music is actually... She's smart. I mean, she's brilliant, though.
It's not for you and me.
No. But you got to argue something. No. Of all time, okay, people will argue with me on this, but I really think she's actually one of the most talented of all time. People will fight me on this because... Dean, stop dancing. I know you love this song.
You didn't think I could do a split, did you?
No, holy shit. But seriously, she is really talented. And why I say that, and I'm going to back it up. The reason why I back it up is, for instance, okay, so another talented singer. Who's more talented? Let's play this game. Okay, here's one. Here's a talented one. And I'm going to play the same song from somebody else.
And now,
seriously.
Yeah. See,
this is, come on. One of the most talented singers of all time. His voice is just, I mean, I'm swooning right now.
All right, you got to think about the time that this came out. Your grandmother right now would drop her panties for this song.
She probably did. I'm sure my mother did, but I don't think my mother was as an Elvis fan as she was a Beatles fan. I know she was a Beatles fan because she told me all about the Beatles by just giving me these albums to listen to. Okay, so you have Elvis right there, right?
I know where you're going.
Much more than this.
Let's check this one out. This is the original one, in my opinion. Oh, Blue Eyes.
See, this cannot be the end is near,
and so I face the final curtain.
See, I like Sinatra, but I'm not a Sinatra fan.
His voice is perfect in every way.
So you're going to say that Sinatra beats Elvis any day?
I've lived a life. This song, definitely.
Okay, let's try another one.
You see, Elvis would rock like that.
Let's try another one. Elvis, let's go back to Elvis here. You just heard this quiet Italian guy singing. I mean, I feel like I should be eating lasagna right now with a little Chianti next to me. That's all. I feel I'm in an Italian restaurant and they got Frank playing in the background. But I mean, you can't beat this stuff. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Seriously. I mean, the man learned from the black community back in the day. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Maybe there are two different singers. Okay, they're two different singers, but for greats of all time, they're two great singers of all time. But
now don't put Taylor in this group.
But I'm gonna throw Taylor Swift in here because I have a little trivia. How many songs did Elvis write? How many songs did Frank Sinatra write? And how many songs did Taylor Swift write? Taylor Swift wrote every one of her songs. Frank and Elvis, Aaron Presley, wrote zero. Now, music-wise, they were very talented. They knew how to play instruments, and they were good with the women, of course. Taylor Swift wrote all of her music. I'm sure from what I see and what I gather, is she's wrote all of her music is with her lyrics. So, I don't know. That's just my play on it. I kind of feel that she's more talented, both of them. People can fight me on it. I don't care. But, again, Elvis and Frank, what they did was they sang. That was their thing. And it worked for them because here I am at a bar, and I'm not singing anywhere.
You know who would fight you on that? Who would every fight? Every boyfriend that Taylor has ever had.
Okay. I mean,
they're the
inspiration. Why? What's with Taylor Swift? Why are boys breaking up with her? There's got to be something wrong with her. There has to be something wrong with her. It's just like Jennifer Aniston. Seriously, Jennifer Aniston is one of the, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful women, right? But men break up with her. Why are men breaking up with Taylor Swift, Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know if they break up with her as much as she gets bored with them.
Okay.
Let's face it, she got a lot of money. She can have whatever she wants.
Right.
If you piss her off once or twice, she don't need you no more.
No, that's true. Maybe, I mean, but it seems like she's kind of jumps into relationships pretty quick. Oh, I mean, Elvis, he was married to Priscilla, right? And she, I know I'm on this Elvis kick tonight for some reason. I was listening to Elvis on the way over, like American Dream. It's one of my favorite Elvis songs of all time. I think that's what it was called, American Dream. I like a little music. I do. I like a little music playing in the background. Just so, I mean, it doesn't mean, you know. I mean, I could play, you know, I could play some others. I could, there we go. I'll play some more Swift for you.
Yeah, that's my jam.
That's what you want. But see, now she even says there's nothing in her brain. I mean, at least she's honest. So why? I want to know why. Why are people breaking up with Aniston and Swift? And is Jason Kelsey's brother, Travis, just hanging out with her and with her, but there's something about her he doesn't really like?
No, I think she's playing with him.
I think
she gets tired.
I think she has smelly feet. And I think Jennifer Aniston, from what I've read, she has such bad breath. But I think Taylor Swift, that's her. That's probably her fault.
It would have to be really.
And maybe she's bitchy. She comes off as kind of bitchy at times.
Which one?
I would say Taylor Swift comes off more bitchy.
Yeah.
I don't know about Jennifer Aniston. To me, she's like, I think Jennifer Aniston's sweet. I don't know.
Yeah, I never saw her bitchy.
Well, I mean, I've seen her in movies, and she comes off as a bitch if she wants to. I mean, she was in that movie, The Breakup. That was a great movie. You actually get to see her naked butt in it. Yeah. But, I mean, I wasn't looking.
No.
But her and Vince Vaughn were yelling, and I think I could be afraid of her if she was getting, I mean, as far as I am, could get afraid of a woman, like, yelling at me, you know. I think she would scare me a little bit. With her damn disgusting coffee breath.
Yeah. It would have to be so good.
Maybe she doesn't shave her legs. Maybe she's one of those girls that the winter is like 9 months out of 12 months a year. Maybe she doesn't shave her legs.
I can't imagine it would matter, really.
It wouldn't matter?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless she's getting like the long black hairs and stuff.
You think she has like long black? She probably has like that one long black hair. Like about her kneecap that she won't shave it.
I wonder if there's other shaving that isn't going on.
I mean, she might have that. I mean, that does happen. Hmm. Here's your song. Here's your part. Oh, I didn't know they played that little thing in the background. I never heard that. I only heard the song twice in my life. I did get tickets for actually both my daughters for that concert in Philly.
This is your ringtone on your phone, isn't it?
Shut up, it is. So what? No, mine is I'm the man. No, it's not. It's actually still the Eagles. Not the group, but you know, the Eagles fight song. I'll get rid of that once the Phillies start really doing well. And then maybe I'll put on something else. Maybe I'll put on my as a ringtone. Maybe I'll, let's see, maybe I'll do this one. Maybe I'll put this one on. Put a little Billy Joel as the ringtone. fakes you out here. It's baseball season, baby.
Expect more from him.
Well, first off, he's a Mets fan, and that's a problem for me. I do think the Mets are going to be in with the Phillies at the end of the year. I think the Braves are not going to be very good. Obviously, they're showing it this year. I don't even know if they won any games yet. Oh, yeah. I go right into Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel. I've seen Billy Joel a few times. I saw him with... I saw him live at... live. Of course, you're going to a concert. You're going to see him live. I saw him in Philly at Citizens Bank. And I saw him with... At another time at the... I think it was the Spectrum. I think it was the Spectrum. It was the face-to-face tour with Billy Joel and Elton John, which was a fantastic... Fantastic concert. But the only problem with that concert, if I remember well, was they actually played each other's songs. And no offense, I don't want to hear Elton John singing I Am the Entertainer. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear those things. I really just like them singing their own songs. I mean, this is a great song though. Whatever happened to him? I mean, I know he left. Braves just hit a two-run homer. Oh, three-run homer. Billy Joel, I mean, he was playing, and he was, like, selling out for, like...
He just started playing again.
1,000 shows at Madison Square Garden. He sold out all these shows in a row. He disappeared after that. He didn't want to play... He didn't want to do any new music. He's like, I want to do classic music. No offense, man. That's... Why would you leave something that's working? I mean, well, think about it. He did leave Christy Brinkley, and I don't know. That's another one. Why would he leave her? It's not like time beat the shit out of her.
Do you know he left her, or did she leave him?
No, he actually left her. I don't know why. He sang a song. He wrote a song about her, Uptown Girl, which is the worst Billy Joel song. That's when he went foo-foo. Even my mother, God rest her soul, she said that's when Billy Joel went foo-foo. Because he sang Uptown Girl about Christy Brinkley. I mean, he went from it's just a fantasy about... He's talking about masturbation. And all of a sudden he's talking about Christy Brinkley. And here he is, like, working on a car.
One replaced another.
Well, yeah, but he got... Okay, so he stopped masturbating and then hung out with Christy Brinkley. But, I mean, it's Christy Brinkley. And he breaks up with Christy Brinkley. Billy Joel is, like, the ugliest...
Yeah.
Singer
yeah.
of all time. And he has to know it. But, I mean, Christy Brinkley? Seriously. So, okay, what's wrong with Christy Brinkley? I need answers. What's wrong with Taylor Swift? What's wrong with Christy Brinkley? And what's wrong with Jennifer Aniston? I don't get it.
I think when you get one of them women, something triggers in your brain that makes you think you can do it again.
Oh, you get something better. Or something different, or something different,
and you always find out you're wrong.
Yeah,
it never happens.
Yeah.
Best live show I ever saw. Pitbull.
You saw Pitbull.
I saw Pitbull. My wife and I took my daughter to see Pitbull, and I gotta tell you, ended up being one of the best. Shows
I can't picture you in a Pitbull concert.
It was fantastic. It was an unbelievable show.
I'm just picturing you.
In fact, I bet if you talk to anybody who ever goes to a Pitbull show, they will tell you how awesome it was.
Yeah, but I'm just picturing you with your, I mean.
Dude, I was out there dancing with the Latino girls and everything.
I mean, I'm just picturing you. I can picture you. Arms in the air. Hips going back and forth. Head bopping.
All right, let's put this in context. While he's doing this, there's like girls all over the stage shaking their butt.
That's disgusting.
It is. It's terrible. And I feel bad for liking it.
You threw me for a loop on this one.
And now the whole audience is up and bopping around. So no matter if you're white, black, Latino, everybody is grooving now.
Oh, wait. I could just picture you lip syncing.
Got a crazy light show going on.
You're serious about this. You're not just saying this just for the show. You're just saying it.
Awesome.
Oh, no. There's Dean. He's got his margarita in his hand.
I did not sit the whole time.
I'm picturing you singing to this. Arms up, one arm in the air, salsa with your body. This is the song I bet you were getting to. This is it. This is your jam. Should we have a fireball shot?
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire.
I can't believe it. I didn't know you liked this.
Oh my god, huge. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out.
Like a roof. Do you have like a big collection of his music on your MP3 player? Or?
But every time
do you know the words?
I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, I'm a fireball.
Oh my god. That's pretty good, though. I'm impressed. I just picture a lot of naked black women dancing.
All kinds of women.
Like Latinos.
And they're all over dancing. Right?
So there's white, black, and Latinos dancing.
You got a white show in the background, and then you got Pitbull just being cool as shit. Just standing there with a white dress shirt on.
Doesn't he wear, like, suits?
A white shirt and glasses with his bald head.
Don't get me wrong. I think the guy's talented because, I mean, he has songs with, like, Christina Aguilera and all that. It's pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't... You threw me for a loop.
Now, the cool thing about it is he does every show, and the theme of every show is let's all just have a good time. Like, there's no politics. There's no nothing going on. Which is good.
I hate politics. Man, that beer, it's addicting. The 10%er, it's addicting. And that's what we're going to do for a lot of shows. We'll probably start, like, we're taking it easy right now, but a lot of shows we'll probably start drinking and continuing and see how we do as the night progresses. Now, we only do about an hour show, so I've figured that we can get through an hour show and not get totally drunk. If one of us gets drunk, then the other one's just going to have to take over, or we'll have somebody else come in.
I'll do my best.
All right, so getting back to... before you threw me for a loop, you were talking about Billy Joel. I still can't believe Pitbull is like... I mean...
Dude, you have to see it.
I mean, I've seen it on, like, Grammy shows and stuff like that, and maybe, like, on Reels, Pitbull doing his thing.
It's good beer. Because every show is just a mixed crowd. Just total mixed crowd.
Well, that's good. I like seeing that.
And everybody's just dancing. Great. It's a
good. I actually turned your mic up for that one. 3-2, Phillies. 3-3. Well, I'm glad you like that song. Like I said, you threw me for a loop. All right, so getting back to Billy Joel, and I hate to change the music. People are listening. They're going to be like, why are you changing from Pitbull? You should be going to something else like Christina Aguilera. But seriously, what Billy Joel went from this, and I remember. Do you know this song? It's from Glass Houses.
Oh yeah.
This was his masturbation one.
You're really stuck on that, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I didn't realize it till I was older that this was what it was about. And then, okay, so
that when you wore out the needle on your record player.
Needle on the record player. How about the 8-track? I do remember when I was younger, our school teachers went on strike. And our schools, yeah, our teachers went on strike. And I think I was in junior high at the time. And I believe for like 3 weeks straight, I cut school. I cut school for 3 weeks straight. And a buddy of mine, Jeff, we both wanted to date this one girl. And she lived up the street from me and down the street from him. So we would just meet there in the morning. We would pretend like we were getting on the bus. And we'd just go over to Jerry's house. And we'd hang out at Jerry's house. And we were listening to Billy Joel. And listening to Billy Joel, we were both like, we both knew that we liked this girl. Hold on. So, yeah, it threw me for a loop, dude. I didn't know. Phillies just went ahead 4-3 against these shitty Braves. Castellanos is on fire.
Yeah.
I was there on Sunday when he hit that grand slam. Right by us. The ball landed right by us.
I just love when he gets a hit and they show his kid.
Yeah. Oh, they're taking this guy out. All right. So anyway, so yeah, I got away with it. I did. I got away with cutting school for like, I think it had to be 3 weeks. We would just hang at Jerry's all day. And when I went back to school, I think everybody thought something was wrong with me, but I just cut school for like 3 weeks. Can you say you cut school for 3 weeks? Just to impress a girl? I don't think so. But you do like Pitbull, so.
My dad was a cop, so it wasn't.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, so Billy Joel went from that. He went to this, and this was his new song. And I don't hate it. We've been here before, pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait. Yeah, it does sound like an older Billy Joel.
This is like one of those songs where you're reflecting on life and sitting there with a little.
It kind of gives me the Vienna, when he played Vienna. It kind of gives me that vibe. So I think his words here, meaning, sorry, I fucked up and I was doing other stupid shit. I wanted to play like classic music while you wanted this stuff.
This sounds like a lot of his other songs.
Well, yeah, like this is his foo-foo shit. This is like when he did River of Dreams. Oh my God, he ruined his career. I blame it on Christie Brinkley, that whatever was wrong with her. I still don't know what's wrong with her. I still want to know. Because she lost another man later in life.
They were still better for it.
But they were friends. They were still friends. She would go to his concerts and be in the front row, and he'd be like, hey, yeah, there she is. There's my ex-wife, Christie Brinkley. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not friends with my ex-wife. I mean, I guess he chose the right person to be friends with, an ex-wife like that. I mean, he could have had Jennifer Aniston for Stinky Breath. Or Taylor Swift with stinky feet. She does. I think she has stinky feet. She's from here. I think she. Well, I'm saying she has that type of. Turn it down a little bit. I mean, she worked on a Christmas tree farm. Her family had Christmas trees. So she worked. She did stuff. So, I mean, she wasn't afraid to get dirty. Now, I could be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure I read an article that she had. That's what she did.
Well, if you read it, it must be true.
Yeah, well, it was on the internet. I didn't have a piece of paper in front of me. So, of course it's true. Nobody can delete things.
Okay, here's one for you. We'll throw back to the old Pitbull, because you're surprised that I'm a Pitbull fan.
Yeah, you want... What Pitbull song? Tell me a song, I'll play it.
No. Here's the same kind of vibe right here. Number one right there.
Serious.
What's the best football Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, that's so... Is this all time?
Yep.
So people would argue with you if you said that.
Nope.
So
this doesn't nearly get the credit it deserves. It's J-Lo and Shakira.
Well, like, this is the stuff that you like right here? You think this was the greatest?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
No way!
Oh yeah. All right, now let's put it in context. We're in a stadium. She's shaking around with a tiny little outfit on.
Okay, so Shakira doesn't wear shoes. She doesn't wear shoes.
She doesn't have stinky feet.
I bet you she does. I definitely. She's like Brazilian.
She's
got to have stinky feet.
Nope.
I'm lip syncing now.
For your halftime show. Now she's surrounded by like 50 girls shaking their butts too, just like Pitbull.
Okay. So it was Shakira and J-Lo, you said.
Yep.
Let's see if we can find a little bit of this.
Either one of them were the best, but for an entertaining halftime show, that because you're looking for a show that everybody likes.
2024 final.
Well, Michael Buffer announced that.
Ever halftime show.
See? From Pennsylvania. Argentina
y Colombia están listos.
Están listos.
Estoy listo.
The sold-out thousands in attendance. And the tens of millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Now, why did he say that? I know he owns a patent. He has patented that.
Why
couldn't you just say, let's put it to rock and roll? Huh?
Why would you not have him say that? There's no point, other reason to have him there.
This is the beginning of the halftime show. It's a wolf. They show a wolf on the screen. Which, okay, so this is definitely...
Hola, Miami!
Is this that song with the wolf? Oh, no, this is the Hips Don't Lie song. How does she do that? With her... Did she say hips
People
or?
Are lucky they didn't see what I just saw.
I could do it. I could do it better than she can.
It's terrible. My eyes burn a little.
What was that? Is she a ghost? Oh, speaking of, we should do that. We should contact some ghosts in here. Maybe not this time, but maybe we'll do it next week. Next week we'll do ghosts.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm watching this video of her, and she doesn't do her patented hip move there. Does she patent that, or is that just anybody can do it?
She sure.
I mean, she does have moves. I'm not going to lie. She does have some moves. They're not in Colombia, though. This was, I don't know where this was.
See, that's what, if you ever have a question in life.
Was this last year?
No.
What was this?
8 years ago.
Do you know what song I hate from her? I don't even know the name of it. I know she calls it a she-wolf or something. Is it she-wolf?
I don't know.
That one. So stupid. That's almost as bad as Maneater.
No fighting.
No fighting.
The all-time stupid song ever. What did the fox say?
What did the fox say?
¿Dónde están los colombianos aquí?
I can't believe anybody ever listens to that song.
You think that's the worst one?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Is. It doesn't even have real words. Like, they make up words.
I mean, okay, I gotta fast forward to this because.
This is just hip shaking.
Struggling to create stunning.
Okay, then we went to a commercial. So, what did you say was the worst one?
What did the fox say?
Is that the one where they go? I'm sorry, say that again. This one?
Yeah.
I don't think I This is the song? Meow, bird goes tweet and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow. This is stupid. And the elephant goes toot. A elephant goes toot.
Go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound.
I thought it was a different song.
What does the fox say?
See?
I thought that was you singing.
What the fox say?
That's terrible. This is absolutely awful.
Finally agreeing with me on something.
That song's terrible. Okay, hold on. I got one. Worst song. Besides Maneater and Duran Duran, which I didn't have on here. I think we're going to agree on this one, too.
I'm too sexy for my love.
This was like one of the, again, 80s.
Going to leave.
80s was terrible. Everybody's like, 80s metal was great. Well, 80s was hair bands. But this shit that followed up behind it was just awful.
All right. I'm going to disagree here because I kind of like this song a little bit.
Why?
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Awful.
And I am too sexy for Milan.
I'm reading the lyrics. It says Milan. Japan. I never knew they said Milan. Japan, Milan. Good driving. New York and Japan. Milan.
I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party.
I thought it was body. Everybody else thought it was body too. Okay, I'm just about done with this song.
I
think I'm done. All right, give me another one that you just hate, that people are going to be like, I agree. I don't like this song. I think it was good back then. People loved it because they had the shirts that said, like, too sexy, or Right Said Fred, because that was the name of the band, right? Right Said Fred?
Which is a stupid name.
Wrong. Wrong said dong. I don't know. I was trying to beat it. Right said, Fred. All right, give me another one. Give me one that you, another song you absolutely, you hate.
Oh, yeah. Little performer you may not have heard of. His name was Tiny Tim.
Oh, I heard of Tiny Tim. Awful. Awful. What song?
On with this here?
Yeah, you're probably doing this one.
There's just one that sticks.
This is it. I'm sorry. What? It's got to have some kind of meaning behind it. There's no way this is just the lyrics are what they are. There's got to be some hidden meaning.
mandolin player.
Yeah, but he's famous for that. That's the problem. He is famous for this song. Knee Deep in Flowers Will Stray. We'll keep the showers away because we'll be knee deep.
How did he learn to sing like this?
He's not kissing a girl in the garden in the moonlight. I'll tell you that. It's definitely not a girl. Okay, so this has got to be an instrumental. This is fantastic. Such talent. I mean, do you know anything about this guy?
No, I was just thinking, now I'm kind of intrigued. Oh, God.
No, we're going to listen to this, and you're going to like it. I mean, you're not going to like that we're listening to it, but you're going to like it.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you know that he actually died while performing this song?
Yes. That's a fantastic story.
Do you think it's that he just couldn't stand singing this shit anymore?
I think everybody in the stands actually collectively wanted it to happen, and they willed it to happen.
Awful. Absolutely awful. That is like the worst song. Oh, there's that. Actually, this went into a good song. One of the bio. For some reason, it went into that song. I guess that's how
See,
I have
now
it.
Now you're getting into the southern rock. That's my jam.
So we're Born in the Bayou.
Oh, yeah.
So a little Creedence. You like Creedence?
I love Creedence.
So I was in a band.
You were in a band.
I was in a band, okay, with my cousin, another guy, and who's now my brother-in-law, too. And they wanted to do certain songs, and I was the singer, and they wanted to do certain songs, but they couldn't do it because I couldn't sing those songs. So they chose, like, shittier songs or ones that I can actually reach, and this was actually one of them. And I would say it's shitty. It's a good song, but I could sing it. I like Creedence. I mean, Creedence is good. It's a good band, but a lot of people can sing this song. I think a couple of them do this one. It's like kind of like the Doors. Like some Doors songs you can do too, because I suppose.
This is an awesome bio movie on Netflix. Because these literally were guys that were like hanging out in the bayou, just like screwing around.
Sorry, I had to go get more beer. I'm drinking a lot of this 10% tonight. It's helping me out.
It's all that Tiny Tim.
I might break out in song. All right, so Creedence Clearwater. I like Creedence, but I like this song. This is a song. This was in the movie Twilight Zone. Do you remember Twilight Zone, the movie? Not the shows. I like the shows. Don't get me wrong, but I'm too young for those shows when they originally. You are too. But I like the shows, but the movie Twilight Zone, it was with this part was, I think it was broken down into four parts. One of them was the Vietnam, the guy was a racist, and he kept going back and forth, and Ku Klux Klan wound up like catching him because they thought he was a black guy. And then this one was, I think it was an ambulance scene, and the guy driving the ambulance was actually Dan Aykroyd. Yeah, Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd made some crazy appearances in some crazy movies. Do you know what movie Dan Aykroyd was in that you probably don't know? Because you never pay attention.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Dan Aykroyd was in Indiana Jones. The original Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Did you know that?
No.
He was the one who actually put Indiana Jones on the plane after Lao Che tried to kill him. Don't get me into Indiana Jones. I know a lot of stupid shit when it comes to Indiana Jones. Just like Star Wars. Then when he goes, nice try, Lao Che. Do you remember that? No, most people probably don't. It's just stupid shit I know. Let me see if I can find it. Who's Frank Aykroyd? I hate that when you type shit, you can't even come up with it.
See, now, if we sat here and played Creedence all night,
yeah,
I'd put a hurting on your bar.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We never said where we were at right now. Do you know that?
We'd go through a lot of beer.
We never said where we were at. I guess I should say where we're at. Do you remember Dan Aykroyd when he said, "Jane, you ignorant slut"?
Yep.
You know, that was like off the cuff. It wasn't even something that they said. He just said it off the cuff. Such a good... I'm a big Saturday Night Live fan, but...
Oh, I'm like the first 8 years after that. Oh, crap. Few moments, but that's it.
Okay, hold on. I got it. I got it already. I just got to switch to my phone because that's what I did it on.
Ah, Dr. Jones. I'm Al
Weber. That's Dan Aykroyd. People probably didn't even realize that he was in this movie. You'll be riding on a cargo. Such a bad English accent, Dan.
See, when those guys got big on Saturday Night Live, they just decided to do whatever stupid shit they wanted.
Well, because they could.
Yeah.
Okay, that was it. That's all they played. But that was when he came out and said, when he shut the door, and he goes, "Nice try, Lao Che." And he shut the door, and it says, "Lao Che" on the door. And then he's like, "Goodbye, Dr. Jones." That was great. Sorry. That was my impression of Lao Che. All right, so getting back to it. So this was the one I was talking about earlier. I said it was we were talking about Creedence, but it was in Twilight Zone, the movie. He said, "Do you want to see something really scary?" And then they played this on the ambulance. I like this song.
I could sit and drink to this all night long.
And I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon a table. There's no fork up in the pan.
Can you imagine if they did Tiny Tim singing this song?
The midnight special.
You get in trouble with the main. Let the midnight special.
So people got to appreciate this song.
Dude, these guys had no
let the midnight special.
No ability to read or write music or anything. They would get together in the bayou. They had a little hut. And they would go in there, and the first thing they would have to do is kick the snakes out.
I hate snakes.
So they'd get together and have a band get together. They were literally just good old boys going together and just like throwing.
They didn't know music.
Nope. Then they got. Then after they had a couple of good songs, they used to rent out this kind of like a place for the summer. And they would go there, and it would be nothing but sex and drugs and you know, like hookers and everything. And they would actually just wake up in the
sounds
morning.
Sounds awful.
They would wake up in the morning all hungover, and somebody would just start strumming out a song. Somebody else would, like, stumble over and, like, join in.
It sounds terrible.
Hookers
and music and... They do a lot of cocaine back then?
Oh, big time. And that's all these songs went. They went top.
Okay. So I agree with you. I do like Creedence. I don't even know if you said you like Creedence, but I like Creedence. I think we both like Creedence. Okay. We talked about Billy Joel earlier today. Billy Joel or Elton John? I brought it up because I saw them on the Face to Face tour. Billy Joel or Elton John. If you had your choose, one of them has to die a miserable death and the other one survives. Which one's going to die and which one's going to survive? Based on their music.
I'm an Elton John fan.
So, Elton John. Do you know Elton John's real name?
No.
This is one of my top two songs of Elton John. My two favorite songs are this song and Mona Lisa's and Manhattan's. Great song. Do you know his real song, real name?
I'm going to know it when you tell me.
I think one of his albums, actually, he calls himself his real name in one of his albums.
The difference for me is I don't know one Elton John song that I don't love. It's one of those that I told you
long ago. Take my word out my mind. Yeah, I love Elton John. I think Elton John's great. I mean, they call him Sir. Like, we go.
British manner.
Yeah. Imagine if they had that here. Who would be Sir here? Not now. But like in the old days.
Sir Michael of Adler?
Sir Michael of Adler. Oh, yeah. By the way, that's where we're at. We're at Adler Brewing in Muhlenberg. It took me about 50 minutes into the show to actually say where we were. I mean, that just goes to show you. I just want to be on a podcast and not worry about any advertising for Adler Brewing at 2210 Hampton Boulevard. The mailing address is Reading, but it's actually Muhlenberg. All right. So actually, okay. Elton John's real name is Reginald Dwight. I love telling people that because that's one of the stupid things I know. Just like Duran Duran. Remember? Okay, Duran Duran. We talked about Duran Duran earlier. Do you know where the name Duran Duran came from? 1968 movies. Barbarella. They talk about the Duran Duran. But it had a D on the end. So they just, I guess Duran Duran lost the D because maybe it was like some kind of rights or something like that to the name Duran Duran. But that's where they got the name Duran Duran from, Barbarella.
It's really, really weird.
Yeah, I know. What else? I have some stupid shit up in my head. I mean, the Phillies are up 4-3, by the way, if anybody cares. I mean, by the time anybody listens to this, it won't be. I mean, the one person's going to be like, oh, I already watched that last week. Okay, so another song. I mean, this is fantastic. I don't get... So Bernie Taupin, the guy who wrote all of his music. So again, Bernie Taupin wrote the songs, wrote the lyrics, and Elton did the music to it. So between the two of them, they're fantastic. They're very talented. But I never got some of the words. I mean, they had to be really stoned.
Back and watch the movie.
Which one?
There's an Elton John.
I saw it, but it was all singing. And I don't want to sit there and watch. I had a hard time with my kid watching that Let It Go song, whatever the name was. Frozen. I had a hard time with that because all they did was sing.
They showed when he was a kid. There's people out
there like you. Yeah, but it was all singing. I want singing, but I want this kind of singing.
So what did you think of the Queen song? Queen movie.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
I think that was a fantastic movie. Rami Malek won for... Did he win for Best Actor of that?
I think so.
He should. He was fantastic. I mean, he played... I don't know Freddie Mercury, but I've seen him, like... I remember Live Aid.
Well, I remember they gave him the fake teeth.
Yeah, because he had extra four teeth in his mouth. That's why. I think it was four teeth. That's why he had that oversized jaw, because he had them teeth. Anyway, yeah, no. So Rami Malek played a great part. Now I remember that in Live Aid. You remember Live Aid, right? You're old enough. I wanted to go to that, but it was impossible. I mean, I lived 25 minutes away from that. But I watched it all day. All day I watched it.
I didn't understand what I was watching when it was happening.
Oh, I love music back then, so.
But
I didn't know what it was for. I didn't care at that time. Like, seriously, when you're that age, when was this, 1985? I think it was 1985 was Live Aid. Hold on, I'm checking. It says a film, 1985. So I would say that, yeah, July 13th, 1985, Live Aid at JFK. I never was in JFK, believe it or not. Never. And I was a big, like, Philadelphia guy. I loved going to concerts and shows and sporting events and whatever was down there at that time. But in 1985, I was 14 years old. So, I mean, that was prime to go. I mean, the music they had there. Like, they had Phil Collins started Live Aid in England and then flew over on the Concorde. He made it, though. And played with Led Zeppelin. Wait, is that what he did? He played in Led Zeppelin in Philly? Was that Zeppelin in Philly? Well, I remember watching it, and it was terrible. I'm a big Zeppelin fan, and that was like, I think they got together for that one. Yeah, I think they were in Philly. Yeah, Led Zeppelin, Philly.
I don't want to freak you out, Mike.
Yeah.
I just saw somebody walk across the room.
You serious?
Yep.
Did you see something back there?
Yes, I did.
Like an apparition.
Yep.
It's crazy
clear,
shit.
Clear as day, somebody walking across the doorway.
So, for anybody listening out there, Adler Brewing, we do have ghosts here, and I've seen them here. And Dean is facing, we're facing each other. I'm behind the bar. And when we start video, you'll see that we're, I'm behind the bar, and Dean's where he likes to sit on the other side of the bar, of course. And usually, if you're facing the back room, that seems to be where all the activity is, in the back room called the Chit Chat Lounge. And I saw an apparition back there one day, and I have Elton John playing. Maybe I should play a song from Ghost or something. Anyway, but I have Elton John playing.
We're gonna have to get the full Ghost team in here.
You think we should do? Should we do it on a podcast?
I think we have to.
So we had that. Maybe. How about we do this? How about we do it? You and I. Next week we'll do off the app off and see how good the app is, because we had a lot of success on the app, but I really think that we should get the podcast in here and have the microphones going at the same time and see what we can see here, what we can think we see. But yeah, so no, I don't disagree. I'm sure you saw something back there. It's crazy. We do see things here all the time. Well, at least I do.
The lights are off. There's nothing going on.
No,
back there.
It's all quiet.
Obviously, something went across the doorway.
But I mean, we do have. I mean, we have the app right now. I mean, we could do a little teaser if you want.
I can see. Let's give some thought to that.
This is the app that I have. I don't know how good it is, but we have had luck here with. I've seen things. Dean just saw something. I mean, I don't know if you can hear. I mean, let's see if we can get something out of it. Sometimes you can just hear. Okay, so I got to put that on. And then we can get a little teaser for. Maybe we'll do that next week. Maybe we'll do something next week with the ghost. I always said I wasn't going to exploit them. Philly's just. Schwarber just hit a home run. Fantastic. 5-3 Phillies against those stinking Braves. I hate the Braves. The Braves to me are like the Mets. I just hate them, and our fans are so arrogant. Okay, let's see if someone's here. I don't know if... Is there somebody here? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? If there's somebody here, can you say something? Can you say something? Can you just greet us? Say a word or something? So this is an app that picks up... I guess it's white noise that it picks up different sounds. They probably don't know what's going on right now. That's probably why they're not answering.
Ask if it's a woman.
Are you a woman or a man? It seems like there's activity. Tongue. The word tongue came up. Okay. I don't know what kind of person says tongue. What does that mean, tongue? We're all over the place tonight. We're talking about music, and now we're talking about ghosts. This can be like a little advertisement for the next one.
Yeah, let's talk to some experts and gives us some thought.
Your wife's part of that group.
Yep.
What's the name of the group?
PA Paranormal.
PA Paranormal. This one said mirror. Okay, so tongue and mirror. I don't know what that means, but that's okay. There's a lot of activity over here. We did have some activity one time when we actually used this app. And then I'd really love to have some music in the background while we're finishing up. We can do this. We can do the remastered version. Play out with some Elton John. Anyway, so, yeah. Another great song. Fantastic song. How did he come up with these words? I don't get it. Bernie Taupin has to be like stoned or high or on acid or something to come up with these. Anyway.
But you know, you just hear this song and it mellows you out.
I'm kind of relaxed. My blood pressure has been very high since I opened this place. It has. The doctor's like, whoa. Battery powered down to 4%, so we're going to be wrapping it up now anyway. So, yeah, so this is the first episode, and I think we're going to call it Around the Bar. I think it's, if that's cool with you, it's not two fat guys talking or bitching is a great name, but Around the Bar.
But one day we might lose weight.
Not with drinking beer. All right. Well, I think we should call it a show. I think we did a good job on our very first episode that we're going to put out. And I think next week we will do some ghost stuff. And either it's us going to do some ghost stuff or your wife and the PA Paranormal team. Maybe we can get them to come in and we could just do some ghost recordings. It may not be playing on the following episode, but at least we could talk about what we found.
We'll clean it up. We'll get a little more professional here.
Do you know what I didn't do? I think we were very profesh. As they say, profesh. I didn't get to play with these, though. So it was a good episode.
More sound.
I like some sound effects. I mean... That's the one I really like. It sounds like a game show. Okay, we're back here at ADLER in Reading. Anyway, so yeah, so it was a great first time doing this. I mean, we did record before, but this seems like it's a really good time. So I got a great song for us to go out to today. And then I think I have a good song for it coming in, because I know I like Lose Yourself, and you had another song, but we won't play that till the next time we come in. But that's it for us, and we'll be next time around the bar. Here's some great music to leave by. Seriously, this is so great to go out to. And I'm recording still. I'm saying, fuck it. I'm just going to keep recording.
That's when people know it's time to leave.
It's time to go when you hear this shit music. I think he couldn't stand himself anymore. That's why he died singing this song. It's over. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, we'll see you next time on Around the Bar.